My name is Hartley Wright, and you are listening to Side of Fries. This is our preview episode, and in this preview episode, Judd and I wanted to give you an idea of who we are and how we want to create the recipe, mix the ingredients, set the temperature, and produce great plate presentations in each of our subsequent episodes. But for this episode, we are unscripted and unstructured. Because this is unstructured, you will hear us leave the roadway. And with that mention, from time to time, you'll hear the sound of crickets intercut to spare your time and indicate we are back on track. By having this episode unfold the way that it does with an unscripted and unstructured manner, our hope is you can feel our heart and catch our passion for how we desire to give you an edible podcast in every episode. So our big ask is for you to hold on and stick with us through the end of this episode, because this is the only unscripted episode we intend to do. So I invite you now to sit back, relax, hopefully enjoy the conversation, and stick with us to the end. And when you hear the call to action, if you desire to respond, you'll get in touch with us by simply emailing fries@hartleywright.com. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you're here. And now, let's get on with our preview episode. I have no idea how to start.
Welcome.
Welcome.
How about that?
Yeah, welcome, listener. This is Side of Fries. That doesn't seem very epic.
No, that was lackluster.
Yes.
But the expectation's got to be minimal for this.
This really isn't an official episode. It's more like a preview episode.
A pilot.
I think we should just introduce, my name is Hartley.
My name's Judd.
I'll talk about how this got started. And
yeah, what brought us here?
The origins of this really began with a little bit of frustration. Judd and I met through a group that meets every week and we dine out together. Organically, every week I would talk about something related to food or restaurants in Columbia, Missouri, where we live. It wasn't necessarily a critique all the time. They were just observations. And sometimes I would make a point of what kind of food we had in town, what kind of food I felt like we needed more of, and what I would like to see. I'm also a foodie. And Judd, I think you're a foodie.
If anybody that knows us is listening, I think it's obvious you and I both probably like to eat. We like different things, and we just kind of commented on our thoughts about different areas. And Hartley and I actually had dinner earlier, and we were talking. When I go out of town, travel a little bit, I like to experience new things. And that's another conversation that we often have is where to go. So we kind of came up with this idea of, hey, we should talk about that, but maybe within our own local community. That idea is kind of what brought us to this.
You should have no expectation that we are professional in any area whatsoever, any level of expertise in this field. I do have some background experience, but it was a long, long time ago. I started out as a cook in a steakhouse, and I worked in a steakhouse for 4 or 5 years. I managed a Sbarro restaurant. By the time I was 24 years old, that was it. I was done. Before leaving, I was giving some serious consideration to restaurant management. That by no means makes me expertise. It just shows I have a food background and a cooking background. We both really love to cook.
Yeah. No formal training is kind of the key to this thing. Stressing the fact that we're average Joes. We didn't go to culinary school. We've never been to any kind of things of how to judge. This is just our honest opinion of what we think. And again, it's a lot of that an opinion.
So yeah, exactly.
Take that as you will.
Right. We are also not the same age, so I think that works in everyone's favor. I'm, let's not say significantly older, and we both come from different backgrounds, and our food palate has developed in much different ways. So obviously, this podcast is going to be about local places we eat, but it's going to be much more than that.
Yeah, Hartley and I have a tendency to maybe go on little tangents, and sometimes those tangents go further. We kind of bob and weave a little bit, but I think that's the fun of it, is we have realized where our conversations have taken us, and that's another part of this podcast from our discussions is we find that we're talking about more than just maybe the food in front of us. We're talking about all aspects of it.
Right.
From the restaurant, the atmosphere, the service, everything involved in it. So we're taking a lot of those things into account too. And that's how we've had a lot of open dialogue.
Right.
And sometimes how we get sidetracked.
Exactly. And we're likely to get sidetracked in many episodes, and we'll hopefully not get sidetracked too far, but we'll probably be sidetracked in a way that the listener kind of wants to go on the journey with us. And then we hopefully come back and find it full circle.
The idea is that it's relatable still.
Exactly. What he just shared about what we talk about and what we experience, we want to share with you and let you be the beneficiaries of that. We're not just stating our opinion for the sake of stating our opinion. If we're going to talk about, so just case in point, if we say, well, here, let's just say Judd and I, okay, big shocker.
That's totally adequate. You know, I mean,
right.
That's another thing that we talked about tonight at dinner is what are your expectations for the place that you're at?
In addition to expectations, I guess we'll call it behavior. It's behavior toward the experience that you have based on where you are, based on your experiences.
Yeah.
Mannerisms that we might have and how we go about the experience.
A little bit of that driver, or maybe a lot of that driver, is cost of food. I think is one of the points that we were making is when you're at an establishment that's, you know, well known or has a kind of a higher meal price, obviously our expectations go up. I think that's probably something that everybody thinks, but
right.
Maybe not. So that's one thing we talked about. And I know I've hit on a lot of very specific topics, but that's just, again, to give everybody an insight of how Hartley's and I's conversations go when we're eating. We talk about a lot of different things. And again, that's kind of the birth of this is like, there are so many things associated with food, especially in a dining out atmosphere. It's not just about that bite. It's the complete experience. And I think, you know, a lot of places that you go eat, they want to provide that. And it even goes as far as cooking at home. You
exactly.
know, and entertaining in the backyard. It's all about the atmosphere that you want to be in. So again, Hartley and I just, we want to cover lots of aspects or varieties, not just who has the best pizza or wings or burgers or whatever it may be. We could talk about something totally irrelevant to the actual food itself,
right.
But about the whole, we're going to try and cover lots of aspects because look, we all eat food in different aspects. Hey, we're going out for a celebration dinner versus you know, my day is overwhelmed. I'm trying to grab lunch quick.
Like right.
our lives are not in a consistent manner. So how we eat from day to day and things are dictated by life.
What can one expect? What can you, listener, expect as this unfolds? Because if this is all that it is, just you two talking about food, I don't know if I'm really want to sign up for that. So we want to make this very appealing and very attractive in many ways. So one of the things that we foresee is we will do interviews from time to time with local restaurateurs. So we'd like to talk to people who have founded restaurants in town.
If you're listening to this and you're from the area, there's likely that you've dined at that establishment.
Exactly.
Is the goal.
Yeah. And so we want to hear from those people. We also want to hear from talented people in town in the terms of teaching. We have a very successful culinary school through our secondary education system, and we've got some really good chefs in town. So we're going to do our part to try to saturate you with a wide palate of show a side of fries.
French fries is the standard side, kind of the expectation anymore.
Exactly. But you can also think of it as each letter representing the broad categories of what you can expect. We'll talk about food trucks, interviews with cooks, with chefs, with bakers. We will talk to restaurateurs. If they're related to food or prepare food or have experience with food, maybe even from time to time we'll interview a dishwasher and they can tell us about how important that is in the restaurant industry.
You know, one thing I would like to hear, and I've had this conversation with those in the food industry, is how did you get to where you're at now?
Yeah.
How did you open your own? And, you know, you talk about the dishwasher. There are many that probably started off dishwasher.
That's
just
right.
Working and worked their way up and started it. So,
right.
You know, I'd be curious, and I'm already creating a list of interview questions, is did you enjoy food and when you decided that you wanted to take a job as a dishwasher, or is that something mom and dad told you that you were going to do?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. So I would be interviews of everything food. The E is eating, because we're going to eat. We're going to talk about the experience. The S stands for smorgasbord. The smorgasbord of everything we provide. That S can also stand for other things food related, like sweets, savory, salty. Our content is just, actually, we could just rattle off something, and I bet you think of something else, and each time we say something, we've got at least one episode, because that's content that we could provide. If you have a late night snack tonight, what are you going to have? Okay, you don't have to answer, But when I talk about late night snack, that might make you think of something else. It's like, oh, well, that's another thing we could talk about.
Yes. Yeah. This from inception to this point, it's snowballed already.
It has already snowballed. Yeah. And so we will not be in search of content. Listener, right now you're thinking, well, how about some of that content now?
Right.
Instead of just talking about it. Yeah. Let's see.
Here's all the ideas that you're going to do. We want to get to the meat and potatoes. Should we say that?
Yes,
of the program. We shouldn't be short on content.
Yeah,
There's too many things. You know, maybe other programs are always, okay, what should we talk about next? It's the opposite for Heartland. Oh, we should do this and we can do this and we can do this. It's just continually the list grows.
Right. We'll critique restaurants. We'll give reviews of certain styles of restaurants. We'll talk about eating out. We'll talk about eating home. We'll actually talk to someone who we know is a very good cook of specific types of food. We also want to hear what the listeners want to hear. So we're going to ask you to build content. Some people who are aware that we are putting this together have given us suggestions, and we've taken all of those. I mean, it's wide open, literally. So that doesn't put us into a certain niche, so to speak.
There you go.
There's a lot of food-related podcasts that only focus on certain things. We don't really fit a little niche. So we may have someone in who's got some recipes that they want to share to help people who cook at home, to help women. We'll talk about where we're comfortable with food and where we're not comfortable with food. Whether we critique or whether we just talk food, Judd and I are just going to give it to you straight how we feel and what we do, even if we disagree on that.
Yeah, we're going to find things that each other likes or dislikes throughout this process. I don't think that the goal is to bring negative press to any business or establishment either. I know for me, I'm a big why person. So if I say that I don't like something, I'll elaborate on it. And you may say, those are the qualities or characteristics that I like in that dish. It just may not be my personal taste. And that's why we were talking from the beginning, stress that it's an opinion, you know, we think ours is right, but we know there's others out there.
That's right. That's right. Right. So one of the ways that we can serve the community is that sometimes, as much as Judd and I love food, we'll talk to each other about places that pop up one of us doesn't know about. So new restaurants, we're going to be all over that. But we need your help because we want this to be enjoyable for our listeners too. And we want to meet the needs of anyone who listens. So we're going to ask you from time to time. We have an open invitation for you to contact us and tell us what it is that you're curious about. Maybe you are newly married and don't have a lot of income and you say, I want to find something special, but I need to spend within this certain price range. What's the best place I can get to have this kind of experience for like $25? That would be a very specific customized thing that you could request. But you may want to say, hey, I want to find a greasy spoon, but I don't want to go to all these weird and unusual places. What would you recommend? What's your experience? We'll respond to that. You may eat at a place. You may go to Ernie's downtown for lunch, and you're looking at Ernie's Cafe, just to be specific. Want to make sure we always give the precise names. you may eat at Ernie's Cafe, and you're looking at their menu and read the statement under their biscuits and gravy, best biscuits and gravy in town. But you might read that, and that prompts you to say, hey,
is it?
I think I'm going to ask Judd and Hartley, is Ernie's really the best biscuits and gravy in town? We'll respond to that.
I actually want to know the answer to that question myself, though, too.
And that's another thing that makes this such a great podcast.
So I'm all for going out and venturing to see who offers the best. That's what Hartley and I think is going to be fun about this is, okay, we're getting a lot of feedback or questions asked about it. We need to go out and eat biscuits and gravy at 2, 3, 4, 5 places and try it. I mean, a lot of this is for the open invitation. I'll say this in maybe to some selfish manner is, I want to discover new things too, just as much as our listeners do. So I welcome that feedback because I might be oblivious to what's out there.
Right.
You know, it's fun for us to discover too.
That's right. And all the times we've talked about food, we've never talked about our growing up experiences.
No.
Bing, there's another topic. Let's talk about what your experience was growing up. Not yours, not mine, but maybe a listener. Maybe we have a listener call in or we have a guest listener or a couple of guest listeners come in and talk about their experiences growing up and how that shaped their mindset around food and how it has an effect on their, not just how they eat today, but kind of their whole psychology of health and fitness and being another topic for content.
Yeah, we were health talking food. We were talking about leftovers tonight.
Yes, and being you know, another like, topic.
What's you know, there's a whole thing with that. We all have different experiences in how we got here and why we like what we like and, you know, our upbringing and how that ties into it. So hopefully we can shed a little bit of light on that. So if we give a review or an opinion, maybe a little bit of a backstory of how we got there or why we came to that opinion. Again, that's, you can agree or disagree with us. Great for me backing that up or at least explaining that opinion. My thoughts are you can learn something. So, you know, we had some pizza tonight right. and you might say something about that that you liked or disliked, it's going to educate me of something to maybe look for in the next time that I eat pizza or why you think that. So it triggers a lot of things for us. So again, for example, I didn't like the texture of this. Then Hartley may say, you know, texture's not one of my things that is a real, you know, like sticking point for food. For me, texture is a very big thing. So, right, we could talk about that. The reasons that I dislike something, that might teach somebody the characteristics about a dish that they really like. So a lot of this is kind of actually education.
You know, it
is the way that I kind of see it anyways.
And big surprise, being another topic. There were certain things I would cook for my children as they were growing up and certain things I would not based on texture, texture they liked as kids. If we love to cook and we enjoy cooking, and we not just enjoy cooking, we also enjoy eating and we want to eat good food. So therefore, we prepare good food, but we love the people we're cooking for and want to provide a good experience for them. We think about all of those things as we are cooking and we make it something so that even if someone is coming in, whether they're coming in as a guest of in the home or it's a family dinner on a holiday, for, to us, that matters. And if we can help those of you doing the same thing at home, we hope to provide that.
I think about cooking at home for myself.
Right.
I cook what I like to eat, right?
Naturally,
thinking of a holiday meal, like you said, I know there's certain holiday dishes that I don't care for, but I make them because I know, you know, my brother really, really likes that. How do you come up with cooking something that you don't like?
Yes.
How do you ensure that it tastes appropriate for everybody else? Or how do you overcome that?
That's a good, that's a very good, topic. And that's a worthwhile topic. And then desserts. We didn't talk about desserts. That's a whole other topic. And then from desserts.
Such a broad
category.
That's like a shiny object to a bird for me. I'm like, ooh, sweets. My instant thought was, okay, how do we break that down?
We'll navigate that as we come to it. Break it down one way one time, and then when we come back another, who knows? The point is, we're going to make this very organic.
Yeah, the outline that we're following tonight is scarce.
We're just gathering the ingredients for the salad. Another topic.
We're creating salads. Our recipe still.
That's right. We're going to make this a lot of fun. Fun for us and fun for you. And how can what we share enhance your lives in some way?
Yeah. There's so many aspects of the culinary world and the eating experience that we can share with you. And we want to talk about as many of those as possible. Really,
right. Know? One way we could really serve people is that there are people who need to cook and it's important for them to cook, but they just loathe cooking or they don't enjoy cooking. That's a good challenge we can try to meet is to find ways to make that less life-taking and a little bit more life-giving for them.
So are you...
There are many people who I think are really good cooks, but they don't enjoy cooking.
I view that a little bit differently. If I'm cooking for 15 people over Thanksgiving, I'm going to cook a certain way.
Right.
If I'm at home cooking for my boys, I'm going to cook a different way then. And it's not as enjoyable because that's just the hustle and bustle of the day. And I would thoroughly encourage listeners to chime in on this is how to make things that, A, are enjoyable to cook.
Yes.
You know, maybe that are priced right and fairly quick and easy for family meals.
That is good.
I think everybody's in search of those. And of course, there's stuff all online, but I would really be curious to hear what listeners have to say about that and share those things because those are things I'm looking for. So I just assume that there's lots of other people in that same boat that are looking for those things. Whether you have young kids or not, or you just live a busy lifestyle, but you don't want to go to a restaurant.
Right.
Every day.
That's an important thing we can cover. And as you were talking, I thought, I would love to hear from a panel of people who come on and talk about their experiences. Maybe one or two use services like HelloFresh. Some use the service or two in town of the prepackaged foods for you, and you pick that up. And maybe we talk about the advantages, not really the advantages and disadvantages, but obviously it's convenient. Obviously it helps. How does that help your budget? How does it hurt your budget? How does it help the budget of your time and energy? Things like that. I mean, literally, it's a smorgasbord. We'll never struggle for content.
Yeah, we've Hartley and I have probably had multiple conversations that have even more topics than what we've brought up.
Yes.
So we're trying to convey, if we haven't done that already, is
right.
There's going to be a variety of things we're talking about. It's not just us going and sitting at a restaurant and saying we like this pizza better than that pizza. For us, it's sharing the education about food that we've had and experienced and our thoughts and opinions and gaining it as well. That's what's fun about it for me. And I think that's what's brought you and I together on this, is we've kind of shared our thoughts and feelings and opinions about food. And have you done this? And have you tried this? Again,
do you have people in your life that if you're going to eat with them, there's restaurants they just will not go to?
I might be one of those people.
You might be one of them. Yeah.
For reasons, again, as we were talking.
As we've talked about. And let me insert right here. Judd had mentioned that we're not going to, I forget how you stated it, but you said you're not going to be negative or give someone a bad reputation. But in all fairness, we will tell you if an experience is bad, and we will say we would not recommend going to a certain place, but not necessarily run it back. I think in fairness, if we've established credibility that a place just cannot get things together, we'll put it that way. They cannot get a whole experience together. We want to be that's a way that we can help you. We want to say, save your money. At least don't put your money into this place.
Yeah, that's part of that kind of just being open and honest and giving a little background. You know, if I'm going to say, hey, I would not go to this establishment, I mean, I will tell you why.
Yeah, and so will
I. In my opinion, right? It's similar. And I think the same holds true for places that we're going to say definitely go, is here's the, you know, top XYZ reasons or 1, 2, 3 reasons of, you know, why we think that you should go there, or it's going to impress you.
Right.
You know, I'll give that. But other than that, I don't think we're out to,
right,
to do anything harmful to yeah, anybody. Again, my boys, they like certain things that I'm hesitant to buy because I think, well, that's disgusting, you know, just blatantly, but they like it, you know, and you got to realize I'm not the one that's going to eat that. So if they like it, they like it. I shouldn't encourage them not to eat it. I, you know, try not to make them eat only what I like to eat.
I have a visceral reaction to the smell of corn.
Have you ever had the like deep fried green beans that are spicy?
I believe I have.
Those are good. I don't know how to make those, but those are good. You know, a big thing now is we all take pictures of food. I think it's a big thing.
Well, we don't all take pictures. Well, I don't take pictures of much food.
Sometimes I'll take them because if I have a friend that, you know, if I go to, I'll say a barbecue place, I take it because I like to send it to some friends. I admit I take pictures of food that I cook. It's mostly barbecue, but I like to send them to other people. I go through my phone history and I started deleting a bunch the other day because it's like, this is just a chunk of raw pork butt on my counter. How exciting is that?
Things I want to get done. It's like that list of all the things I want to get
done. Now that you don't have to rebuild your deck. What excites people about the whole cooking process?
Right.
You know, presentation is a whole thing.
Yes.
Not my skill set, admittedly. Kind of getting that sidetracked and into some certain things.
Yeah. But let me tell you, it's been quoted of me. This was a direct quote from someone else. The boy can put away some mashed potatoes.
And it's going to be one of those questions is, have you had it this way? Have you had it this way? Have you had it this way? And you're just like, that's the beauty of food, is there's so many things out there that we don't know, or everybody doesn't know, and you may not know it until you try it. We can only give reviews and opinions and thoughts on things that we taste. And well, we might have to expand our palates a little bit.
That's right.
To do this. And well, I hope that I find something that I'm shocked about meaning, oh, I never knew that existed, or I never thought that I would like that.
Yeah.
Those are the best experiences for me, is when I kind of go in and we do the prejudging, as we talked, but then you kind of, you know, begrudgingly eat it anyway, and all of a sudden you're floored. That's a great experience. And I like to kind of have that. So I do want to seek some of those things out. Some of the things that we dislike, or maybe how to prepare it differently, or going to different things that we wouldn't normally eat. I want to explore more cultural stuff. And admittedly, we're in the Midwest.
Right.
So we're kind of limited on some of those things versus like a metropolitan area. So some things will be a little difficult for us, but I think we'll probably also find that there's more culture here
than we realize.
Than we realize, especially being, you know, a university town, which brings in lots of cultures. We know those things do exist, but we don't always venture out to try them as much as we should. So we're probably going to discover that there's even more cultural here than we think that there is.
Right.
So listener, thank you for joining this preview episode. Contrary to what has been announced in promotional, many of you may have heard, this is going to be our only preview episode. We are actually going to launch the end of May. Following this episode, Judd and I will participate in a local wingding competition between 8 different establishments. We're going to go to other establishments and review those wings as well. So on our episode on May 1st, Judd and I will review the wings that we've tasted. We'll talk about wings in general. We also want to talk about preparing wings at home. What we need to do is hear from you about cooking wings at home, what your experience has been, good and bad. We want to hear from you, things you would like to hear from us. And then the other thing we need to ask you to do is
spreading the word. Tell friends and family about us, specifically people that like wings, but really anybody who likes to eat.
Tell other people about this podcast. Spread the word. Help us out. This is what you can look forward to first. That will be available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. We hope you will join us. We hope you will spread the word. We hope to get quite a following, and we hope that this has been enjoyable. We hope we have whet your appetite just enough that you want to come back for seconds. Well, food lovers, you made it through. Thanks for sticking with us. If you would like to respond to any of our call to actions or provide a comment or any kind of feedback or simply ask us any question that you might have, please contact us directly by emailing fries@hartleywright.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this preview episode, and we hope that you and anyone that you might want to encourage will join us for our first episode of Side of Fries, coming in May.